One of Danville's most eye-catching landmarks is currently being demolished. Breezy Tower, Vermilion County's tallest building and its only skyscraper, is slated to come down later this year. In recent years, it's been viewed by many as an eyesore and a safety hazard, but at one point, the building was a signature part of the city's downtown. IPM's Jim Meadows reports on what Breezy Tower has meant to its community and what could come next after it's gone.
In its first few days on the job, a demolition crew has focused on Breezy Tower's north side, tearing down the fire escape and punching through walls. It's noisy work, even when the crew is just getting set up, like working with heavy chains, securing a piece of equipment on a flatbed truck. Danville resident Barbara Young came to watch the demolition work get started. Until her retirement, she worked in Vermilion County government offices in the now demolished courthouse annex that was attached to Breezy Tower.
It was always the landmark for the community. When you were coming up 150, from a distance you could see. And for me, when I moved away 10 years ago and I'd come back to the area, it was always comforting and soothing to see this building because you knew you were home.
Breezy Tower has been vacant since 2005. That's a far cry from the building's legacy as a city landmark for over a century. It was built in 1918 as the new home of the First National Bank of Danville. To make the most of a narrow site hemmed in by its neighbors, the building was 12 stories high, covered in a gleaming white terracotta facade. Sue Richter, director of the Vermilion County Museum, says the building became an anchor for downtown Danville.
It was really a focal point for activities in town. The bigger stores were down there, the banks and savings and loans were down there, so it really made a hub, and especially with the courthouse being there right across the street.
But Richter says the building's golden age ended in the late 1960s or early 70s. By that time, the First National Bank had moved out of the building. It was renamed Breezy Tower for its new owners, local businessmen Paul and Tiz Breezy. But as Danville's population dropped, businesses left town, and the tower started losing tenants. Its condition worsened under a succession of owners until it closed in 2005. One of the building's most charming features was becoming a hazard. In 2007, pieces of Breezy Tower's terracotta facade began falling off into the street. The city put up shielding to protect pedestrians and started considering whether the building needed to come down.
I do all that I can to honor history, but leaving the building falling into the street is not honorable.
That's Mayor Ricky Williams, Jr. He's overseen the demolition of hundreds of empty buildings in Danville, but this is his first skyscraper.
It's never can serve any modern purposes. To fix it would spend more than, would be $25 to $30 million. That would be irresponsible and terrible stewardship. We have to do better. We have to start looking to the future. And if you tear it down, it leaves space for something else.
Williams says they're spending about $1.2 million to tear down Breezy Tower. After that, the plan is to bring down Danville City Hall next door and move local government to another building across the street. The result will be a block of downtown property that officials say is ripe for redevelopment. Kim Kuchenbrod with the local business group Downtown Danville Incorporated says that while Breezy Tower was an important symbol of Danville's past prosperity, she hopes to see new construction in its wake.
Maybe a combination of a retail space with loft apartments, executive apartments, downtown living is a possibility. So I have no doubt that they're going to be looking for the right investor to redevelop that place.
But while Breezy Tower will soon be a memory, the building still holds a special place in the hearts of many Danville residents, including Barbara Young.
I mean, it was just a beautiful building. It's just not a good end for it.
I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.